Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Yeah, it's that time of year when we start thinking about 2022. What are we going to be doing to change our lives? And we look back, and hopefully most of us look back and see a sense of achievement. But a lot of us don't tend to achieve goals. Maybe we set unrealistic goals. Gary Allen is a holistic life coach, and he's going to be chatting to us today about when is the right time to start planning our New Year resolutions and to recap on what we've achieved over the year without putting ourselves under unnecessary pressure. Gary, how are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. And how are you, Chad?
Gary, good. Gary, good. I must be honest, set a couple of goals the last three years or so. Kept to those goals, could have done more, but was realistic enough not to overexert or to overcommit and end up under-delivering and feeling bad. I know what I want to do going into 2022, and that's start exercising more, but I need to hear from you. What is the right way to do this? You, a holistic life coach, you, the specialist, give our listeners that advice they need.
Well, no pressure at all. Specialist, expert. So for me, first of all, we should do this every single day, because to set a goal for the entire year is very ambitious, and invariably, like anything else, we go through a sense of guilt of what we should have done. It's all the should-haves and the judgment, and judgment is never good for us. So if we look over the year and what we would have liked, what would have been nice, we can set it forward. So it's a two-way street. One, every evening when we go to bed, we should look over our achievements for the day, what we did and what we could do better the next day. And the next morning, instead of setting specific goals necessarily, ask a question. Because when you set an outcome, you set a very limited perspective, and you also set yourself up for guilt and failure. So you ask a general question like, what can I achieve today in the area of completing all the paperwork? Because if you set a goal, I want to complete all the paperwork, otherwise I'm a useless piece of. We could get disappointed. We could be a useless piece of, and we hear our parents and our teachers and everybody else's voices ringing in our ears condemning us, which is not good for us at all. If you set a general goal, what will it take for me to complete all the paperwork today? Then that comes into mind, because what you ask is what you get. But the reason that it's a good idea to actually do it at this time of year, even though as Jews necessarily, it's not our New Year, but there's a general energy of people setting goals of optimism, of positivity. And if we ride that wave of optimism, we can look over the year, have a look at what we've achieved, first of all, because you want to start with a positive. Then have a look at what you would like to achieve last year. So it's important. What did I achieve? What would I like to achieve more? Not what did I do wrong. What would I like to achieve more? And set broad goals in, let's say, five areas. Don't overwhelm yourself. So in relationship, in business, in money, in fun and games, have a look. Where would you like to move forward? What would the broad goals be again? So it's not necessarily specific. This year, I'm going to become a millionaire. It would be more about what would it take for me to make more money this year that I could spend easily, but always be hungry and prepared to work for more. So you're setting a goal that sets yourself up to win a race, but not destroying yourself if you don't come first in the race.
So, Gary, I like what you said. Despite it not being the Jewish New Year, with so many other people optimistic going into their New Year, ride that wave of optimism. Use it to your own advantage. I think that's an incredible piece of advice. I start off slow. This year, I start off slow. I need to get my admin up to date. And there's tools that could help me get my admin up to date. I'm glad you used the admin as an analogy. So I now have Microsoft Viva loaded on my Outlook. And full disclaimer, I do not work for Microsoft. But I get that daily briefing every morning that reads through my previous emails where I've made commitments or where something is outstanding, and it reminds me, and I am now disciplined to the point where I go into each and every one of the briefings that come up, even if it's repetitive, even if it has been done, and I note it as either completed or still to be completed. So it's those tiny steps. in anticipation of hosting the show for Howard, I started going into my office a little bit earlier, so it wouldn't be strange to me suddenly having to be in a studio at the crack of dawn. So what you've said today about small steps so that you don't become overwhelmed, I believe, is critical. How does somebody get over the disappointment, however, if they've constantly let themselves down because they keep on setting the same goals, which are perhaps unachievable, and they need to come to that realization?
The first question is, whose goals are they? Because very often the goals we set are not our goals. We're setting the goals that our parents have said, I can't believe you didn't achieve this, or our friends have said. They might not have said it directly to us, but we might have overheard our friends all saying, I'm so thrilled I managed to achieve this goal this year. Why, I trained ready to run the marathon this year. I ran the 10Ks in under however many minutes. And we set that as a goal because we're trying to keep up with the Joneses. So the first thing is to identify what are your realistic goals and what do you really want to achieve. So let's say it was something like, I want to repair my house. If money was no object, what would you do? Because sometimes we're setting the goals and we can't achieve it and we use money as an excuse. So there's a lot of different angles to be able to look at those goals. But to write them out, not to set too many, and not to be overly ambitious. Because if I think back to school days, both my teachers, my parents would turn around and say, what are you going to do? I'm sure you can do better than that. Come on. And you almost go into that role of hearing your teachers and your parents in your head, encouraging you to do better than you know what you can do. And once again, set goals like, I wonder how much fun I can have running the morning mayhem. Not whether I can do it better than the previous presenter. Not can I interview more people than ever before. What will it take to have more fun and have my audience enjoy it more? And you're asking me general questions so that Hashem can send that message into your mind. Because remember, Hashem answers by showing you the answers. So ask questions. You set goals of positive goals that you can't fail because you can always have more fun.
Gary, you've given us so much food for thought, and those answers are solid, my mate. Solid, solid answers. It's giving me hope to not just really get onto that exercise regime that I've been putting off. But there's other things that I can see that can be changed. And you made the point about, you know, if you want to do renovations on the house, don't use cash as an excuse. Well, start in stages. See what you do have available financially and start it in stages and set those goals as short, medium, and long. Don't just try to do everything at once. It's not possible.
Yeah, and even when you mentioned exercise, what can I do to listen to my body and exercise in line with my body's needs and desires?
Well, Gary, you've given us so much food, and I really appreciate this because this is the time of year people are reaching that point. And you know what? You were able to get through COVID a second year in a row. You were able to survive civil unrest, and you were able to survive an economic downturn. You've done well out there. Each and every single one of us has been tested because of what we've been through. So I don't think people should be very hard on themselves this year.
I 100% agree. Well, you should never. Judgment is the greatest evil. And when you're judging yourself, you're the harshest judge. But don't judge yourself because that destroys your soul and destroys your ability to move forward. Praise yourself. Start off with recognition and set warm, loving goals, not judgmental goals.
Gary, I've really enjoyed this. Gary Allen is a holistic life coach, and he's bringing us up to speed on what we need to do to start planning our New Year resolutions and recap on what we've achieved over the past year. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure. Thank you.